The readings today are from John, starting first reading on page 1063 in the Church Bibles, and it's John chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And the second reading is from chapter 8 in John. It's on page 1073, and it's verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is the word of the Lord.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. I feel like I'm rushing. Just rushed from finishing communion at the 10 o'clock and rushing to New Wine in an hour's time. A bit of a rush day, but let's kind of quiet our spirits and try and connect with God and with his word. So let's pray. Jesus, you are the light of the world, and it's incredible that we get to know you, the creator of everything close to us. And I just pray, Lord, that you will open our eyes and let us see things as you see them this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've read a bit of John 1. John 1 is basically, I think it's my favorite passage in the whole Bible. If not, it's definitely my top five of passages. And I love it because it explains who Jesus is in a very clear and way. And when it talks about the word, that's Jesus. And it says Jesus was from the beginning, and then he came to the world kind of in human flesh. And a few of the phrases I'm going to pick up. It says, "In him, in Jesus, was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So it's talking about Jesus being the life of the world, the light of the world. And it then says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." And we are looking at a series during the summer about the great I am. So all the I ams we find in John's gospel. So basically, Jesus gave a few teachings about him being the I am. So there's seven. And last week we saw, "I am the bread of life." Then we are seeing, "I am the good shepherd," "I am the vine." So all images that Jesus is sharing with the people he's talking to, that they would understand. So it's not kind of giving some strange theological things. He's looking at things that are very practical, very easy for them to recognize. "I am the bread," it means he's the one that nourishes them spiritually. "I am the vine and you're the branches" means that we need to be connected with him to grow. I am the good shepherd. They all knew about shepherds and they all knew about light. So he's giving a very simple image to describe who he is and what he does and what he's come to do. But all of these kind of images he's portraying, all these pictures, just give us a sense of who Jesus is. Just show us who he actually is. And they all, I think, in a way, talk about a spiritual life. And when he says, I am the light of the world, it doesn't mean a literal light, like, I don't know, the sun or something like that. He's talking about a spiritual reality. And the reality is that he is the light of the world, and we can only understand the spiritual world and everything around us through him, through the light he gives. So Jesus did speak many times in very practical ways. He's a very practical teacher. But when we're looking at the I ams, he's actually going to a more symbolic way of teaching and making us understand who he is. So the first thing when we see that he says, I am the light of the world, we can recognize that if there's light, then there's also darkness. And what's darkness, basically? Darkness is the absence of light. A bit like silence is the absence of noise, and cold is the absence of heat. There's a bit more kind of chemical, but that's thermodynamics. But so if you learned something today, cold is the absence of heat. And that's why there's a kind of minimum temperature you can get to and you can't go any further, because that's just absolute no heat. So yeah, just a bit of chemistry, bringing my engineering back, sorry. But darkness is the absence of light, and spiritual darkness is the absence of spiritual light. And he says he is the light of the world, and he is the only one who can bring that light. So that gives us an understanding that actually, if we want light, if we want to be able to see the world as it was created, if we want to understand the purpose of the world and how everything exists and why everything exists, then we need to turn that light on. Then we need to share that light. We have to look at it through that light. If not, we'll never understand it. If not, we'll grasp an idea of what it is, but we won't be able to really understand the world unless we connect with that light. But the reality is that Jesus is omnipresent. We know this, that Jesus is everywhere. And therefore, in a way, that can be a bit confusing, because if Jesus is the light of the world and he is everywhere, that means there's light everywhere, which is true in a sense. But in another sense, Jesus gives us the opportunity and the chance to choose if we want that light or not. He gives us the opportunity to let him light places it in our lives, or to see through him or not. So it's up to us to decide if we're going to kind of connect with that light, if we're going to let him be the light in our lives or not. And that's what I find beautiful in Jesus, is that he gives us a chance to choose. But basically, if you're not connected with him, if we don't let him shine, then it's going to be very hard for us to see and understand the world he created and what we are meant to do. It's a bit like, as you all know, I'm a foreigner, and if you're here for the first time, you'll understand it through my accent, that I'm not from around here. Last year, we went to Cornwall for the first time, and as we were driving, and I think Sonia and Benjamin were sleeping, I suddenly saw, in the middle of nowhere, so for the first time, a nice sign that said stags, and had a little kind of sign of a stag, and it said, underneath it, for sale. And I kind of was driving, and I suddenly saw stags for sale. And I couldn't share with anyone kind of what was happening. I started thinking, does this mean that someone's selling stags here in the middle of, I don't know, Devon or something? I didn't know what to think. And then I started thinking, is it actually kind of stags meat? Or is it live stags? And I was suddenly thinking, is this legal? Can you actually sell stags? But I don't know, because I haven't lived here enough and I haven't come across anyone selling stags before. And obviously, a few miles later, I saw another sign that said stags for sale, and then another one, and then another one. And then I realized, actually, stags is a real estate agent. And nobody sells stags, but they're actually selling houses. But it took me a while to kind of be able to see that, and I needed more information to be able to see that properly. And I think that's a bit of what... So I do a lot of these things, really, being a foreigner and not being that smart. But basically, what Jesus is saying is, I'm inviting you to see, he's the light of the world, to be able to see the world as it is. And therefore, sometimes, if we don't have that light, we get confused. We see a signpost that this actually means something completely different, and we don't understand how is the world that he created. So one of the big themes in John's Gospel is all about being able to see. And you see in John's Gospel all the time the Pharisees, who actually don't understand who Jesus is and get it wrong all the time, and the disciples and the humble people actually being able to recognize who he is, to be able to see who he is. So it's a big theme in the Gospel, and basically it's an invitation to be able to see as Jesus sees, to be able to let him shine our path, to be able to see the world through his light. And as I was thinking about this, the phrase we read a while ago says that he is the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. And there's loads of kind of theological implications about what the light means, and we see it in the Old Testament, and we see it everywhere in the Bible. But there's one aspect I'd like to kind of look into today, and it's letting Jesus' light shine on us, and let him kind of open our eyes to the reality of who he is and what he's doing, and also be able to see our lives in his light. And as you know, when things are hidden and dark, you don't really see and know what's happening, but when you turn the light, you can see everything as it is. And when we come to Jesus, when we come to meet with him and we ask him to shed his light on us, we'll see loads of things in our lives. We'll see that we are valued, and we'll see that we are loved, and we see that we are rescued, and we see that we are sons and daughters of his, and we see all these marvelous things. We see that we have a mission, and we see a lot of nice things. But when the light turns on, we also see some of the things in us which we don't like as much. We see our humanity, our frailty, our insecurities, our mistakes, our hate, our envies, our frustrations. So we see both things, the good and the not so good. And that's great, actually, and that's what he wants us to do, to be able to open up in a safe place and turn on the light and see who we are really, so that he can heal us, so that he can deal with us, so that he can kind of work on us to be able to work on that maybe hatred and that hurt and that insecurity, and to be able to relate with who he is. And what I love about this passage, actually, is we've just read from John 8:12, so the passage that says, I am the light of the world, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, comes straight after a passage which we all know quite well. It's when, you remember when there was this adulterous woman, and the Pharisees, the leaders, Jewish leaders of the time, have decided to grab all these stones and basically kill her. So Jesus comes and intervenes, and basically then nobody throws any stones, and he comforts her, and he shows her value, and she shows her love. But he also says, well, okay, now sin no more, stop doing what you're doing, that's not great. But he intervenes in their behalf. So in her vulnerability, in her kind of exposure, he's there to love her, to value her, to pick her up, to transform her, to show her there's more to life than what she's seen. And that's why it's lovely to be able to come to Jesus, the light of the world, in our lives, and open up and be vulnerable, because he's that Jesus. That's the light that kind of is shone on us. It's the light of the one who comes to comfort and to value and to restore and to heal and to transform. So that's why we can open up and share with Jesus all of the kind of darkness in our lives, all of the things we don't like as much, all of the things we find difficult to deal with. So it's great to be able to do that. And it's great because it's a safe place. It's a place where we can actually open up and be vulnerable. And I remember when I was 20, this is quite a long time ago now, I had a kind of spiritual director, someone I would go and chat with, someone I could kind of open up and share some things. And I remember it was great because I felt encouraged and valued, and I could see kind of some spiritual growth in my life. But then sometimes I had to talk about some difficult things. And I remember especially one time that I had to talk about a relationship which I found quite hard, and it was a quite close relationship, and it hurt quite a bit, and I didn't want to talk about it. Like, I didn't want to talk about my feelings and being frustrated and being hurt and being angry. But actually, being able to shed some light into that situation, being able to share about that, meant that I was able to heal some of my frustration and some of my anger and some of my hurt. And it was through that being able to talk about it, that being able to open up in that light, that I was able to heal things that actually were probably affecting me more than what I realized, and probably would have continued affecting me during kind of the rest of my life if I hadn't dealt with it. That's probably something I continue dealing with, but just bringing his light into that darkness, bringing his light into that hurt, just at least made me acknowledge that I had that hurt, and that's probably why I had some bad reactions, or that's why I felt frustrated with different things. So it's just bringing that light into my life just was great at the moment. And I think that sort of sometimes we forget about the power of bringing up kind of the things we find difficult into the light of Jesus, into his presence, into sharing it with him. Because it's such a healing process to be able to be vulnerable before God. And that's why you find sort of the Psalms where people are just kind of very angry at God and shouting at him and saying, how can it be that my enemies are doing great and I'm being kind of destroyed and bullied, and they can open up, and they always end up coming back to worshiping God, to recognizing who he is. And I think basically when I look at this passage, I think of that light, that is the Jesus who was there with the adulterous woman, who's opens up a kind of communication with her where she can be vulnerable because she's loved, because she's valued, because Jesus has her future, her hope in his hands, because he wants the best for her. And it's the same with us. If we open up and can share our vulnerabilities with God, then that will create a much healthier relationship with him. That will mean we don't have any shame or any darkness in our life because we've opened up, we shared, we've said, God, I'm really struggling with this, or God, I actually dislike this person, or God, actually, I'm realizing I just want to please people and this is not who I want to be. And we just let him shed some light into those areas of our life. So just want to share a verse in Job, which is our next slide. And it says, he reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into light. And I think sometimes we aren't even aware that we have some darkness. I'm talking about darkness not like evil, but it's just some areas in our life where we have hurt and actually affect us. And Jesus just wants to bring that to light, not to kind of condemn us, but actually to transform us, to love us, so that we can be healthy, so that we can be whole, so that we can be the people he's calling us to be. And one of the other aspects of Jesus' ministry, which I love, is that he says, I am the light of the world, and I am the good shepherd, and I am all of these things. But then afterwards, he says, okay, now you as my people, you as my children, you as my followers, you're called to be the same. And we find it in Matthew 5, he says, actually, you are the light of the world. And this can be a bit confusing, but Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then he says, you are the light of the world. So basically, who's the light of the world? Is it Jesus or is it us? And it's basically both. He shines on us so that we can be the light for others. He comes to be the light in us to be able to light others. But we need to let him be the light. We need to choose the light. We need to let him shine in our darkness. We need to let him let us see through his eyes. So basically, it's up to us because he just wants us to shine. He wants us to thrive. He wants us to be full of love and passion and peace and joy to be able to share with others. But it's up to us to let him do that. It's up to us to open up and be vulnerable and say, look, this is my darkness. Please come and shine in this place. These are the things I'm struggling with. Please come and change me. Please come and transform me. So I'd like to close with us just thinking about this. We are talking about a spiritual reality, that there is light and that there is darkness. Darkness is the absence of light, and Jesus is the light of the world. And he wants to shine in us and through us, and it's up to us to let him shine. It's up to us to let him be the one who shines through us. It's up to us to open up and say, look, these are the areas where I'm not really shining. Would you come and change that? Would you come and do what only you can do? Because at the end of the day, he is the light. He is the only one who brings light. He is the only light of the world, and we depend on him to share that light. And we need to connect with him to be able to do that. So I'd like to encourage you, maybe in your time of prayer in the next week and the next few weeks, maybe to spend some time thinking about this. Which are the areas in your life which you, or relationships or situations which you find very frustrating or very hard, or where you're angry, or where you actually jealous or proud or hate someone, or actually where are those kind of areas in your life where you feel there's a bit of darkness, which is it's not all sort of happy clappy, and we all have those areas, and just say, Jesus, come into that area. Show me how I can change. And actually, it's not sort of from one day to the next that things change. And even just the fact that we acknowledge that, that already changes our perception. It goes from shame to just recognizing that we are his humble people that do mistakes. And there's a big difference between feeling shameful about something to just saying, look, I'm struggling with this, but I know you love me, and I know you value me, and I know you're going to help me through this. It's a big difference, and that's the difference between having something in darkness and having it in light. Because if we are going to be the people who bring light to the world, then we need him to shine his light in us and through us. We need him to work through us first. So my challenge is just that, just to think about that, pray about that in your time alone, and just work on the things you find hard in your life. I started working on stuff maybe 18 years ago, and I'm still working on them, but I just feel it's so liberating just to be able to go to God and say, God, I'm frustrated about this. Oh God, you know I'm proud. I need to be more humble. I need to change this. God, I'm trying to please these people, and actually I just want to be genuine and follow you and do what you want me to do. And it's such a liberating act just to be able to say that out loud. And sometimes when you're frustrated, just to be able to say that out loud and know that Jesus is there, not to judge, not to condemn, but to love and to transform and to be able to be light through us. So let us spend 1 or 2 minutes thinking about this, thinking about what you'd like to change, what you find frustrating, where you feel there might be a bit of darkness or shadows in your life. And then we'll ask Jesus just to come into it. Jesus, you are the light of the world. You want us to be able to see the world as it is, with its beauty, with all the lovely things you've created in us and in the world, but also to be able to see the things where you want to shed more light, where you want to transform, where there's darkness, where we're not letting you in. But Jesus, we want to be honest with you. We want to be open with you. We want to be vulnerable. We want to let you in to every area in our lives, because we know you want the best for us. We know that you're going to treat us with love and with care. We know that you want to change us and transform us to be the people you've called us to be the light of the world. I just pray this morning, Lord, that if there's anything quite obvious that you want to work in our lives, that you'll be revealing that to us, that you'll bring light into our lives and let us see what are the things we need to continue working on, which are the hurts that are probably affecting us. Where do we have a lack of forgiveness, and where are we really frustrated, and where are we angry? So that we can just let you in and be our God. Let you in and shine in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.